I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. And since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. This is the word of the Lord.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. So, be really helpful if you had that passage in front of you. 1172, Galatians chapter 5. And let me pray for us. So, Lord God, we pray that as we look at your living word tonight, so by your Holy Spirit, you would take that word, write it on our hearts, and form in us the likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. This morning, in our 10 o'clock service, some of you were there. I recognize you from this morning. Well, I recognize you because I know you, but I also saw you here this morning. We had three baptisms, three children. In fact, actually, at 10 o'clock, we had two children here who were due to be baptized, but by 5 past, the final one had turned up and we were able to start the service. Three children, Ava, Nyasha, and James, three families. It was a big service, a great service. And Jackie did a great job. She was doing the baptisms. You've got three baptisms. That's nine names you've got to remember. Just off the tip of your, it never looks good if you're kind of reading them from your sheet of paper. Got all the names right, Jackie. You've got to juggle babies almost literally without making them cry. Baptize the right one at the right time with the right name. It was a consummate performance. In fact, sorry. Like you were making a comment on some extra training, Jonathan, for Jackie. Yeah. I watched the live stream. I just got a couple of comments to make as to how you could have. Anyway, it's fantastic. Two of the families had African backgrounds. There was clapping. There were some hallelujahs even from the pews. There was dancing in the aisles just a little bit. It was a really, really good service. And towards the end of the baptism part of the service, so you've got the promises that the parents and godparents and the congregation make, the water. At one moment, Jackie forgot where the water was. Where is it? It was hidden behind the umpteen people at the front, got the water out, signing with the cross of each of the children. And then there's a prayer that's prayed towards the end for the children. And Jackie prayed these words for Ava and Nyasha and James. May Almighty God deliver you from the powers of darkness, restore in you the image of his glory, and lead you in the light and obedience of Christ. Just two halves of that prayer. May God deliver you from the powers of darkness and restore in you the image of his glory. The gospel, Christian message, is about rescue and restoration. Rescue and restoration. It's about rescue because through the work of Christ on the cross, we are delivered from the powers of darkness. We're rescued from sin and death and from hell. And we're rescued for forgiveness and new life and relationship with God for eternity. We contribute nothing to this rescue. We do not save ourselves. We are rescued by God. Through Christ, we receive this rescue freely by grace. In fact, one of the passages this morning, Titus 3, says, God saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. You know this. The gospel's about rescue. And the gospel is also about restoration. Deliver you from the power of darkness. Restore in you the image of his glory. It's as if an artist has a prized painting stolen, a masterpiece taken away. And eventually they get it back, but when they get it back, when finally it's brought back to them, they discover that this painting of theirs has been damaged, the image defaced. And so having got it back, they need to then begin the painstaking work of restoration, of bringing the original image back. So you and I are made in the image of God. So we're made in the image of God, but that image has been marred in each one of us. We are damaged, defaced. And so the work of God is not just to rescue us, bring us back, but having got us back, the work of God is to restore us, to bring his image to light once again. And he does that not by working on our faces. Sorry to disappoint you. If you'd like your face altered in some way, then you've got to go to a plastic surgeon, I'm afraid, or some other, or apply makeup, or, well, we could go into that, couldn't we? But God doesn't work on our faces to restore his image. He gets to work on our characters. The character that God is looking to grow in each one of us is described in this list in Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit, the passage in front of you. And the fruit of the Spirit, this character, we're going to spend most of our time looking at that this evening. This fruit of the Spirit, this character, is contrasted to begin with the acts of the sinful nature. So verse 19, just going to read, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. That's the kind of cover all for everything else. We read that these acts of the sinful nature are obvious. But they're not just obvious, they're easy. They come, sadly, naturally to us. No one needs to be trained to be selfish. You don't need to be helped to fall out with people. These things are too easy. They come naturally. But the fruit of the Spirit, in contrast, is, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are all, just as an aside, a whole other sermon here, but these are all relational. Relational fruit. I want to say three simple things about Christian character from this list, and all of them are contained in the little phrase, the title, the fruit of the Spirit. So three things about the fruit of the Spirit. Firstly, Christian character is fruit, not acts. It's fruit, not acts. As you may know, just down the canal from here, along the towpath a little bit, Ellen and I have an allotment. Sorry to mention it from time to time, but I don't think I have mentioned that last year we won the Best Allotment Under Five Poles Award. We won the, yeah, thank you. Ellen received a little certificate from the mayor at the bandstand. So Newbury, there was a picture in the Newbury Weekly News. One of the things I love about an allotment is, or growing anything, there's plants at the back, actually, from our great plant sale this morning. Viv can tell you about that at the end. You can take some if you like. It puts you in touch with the seasons and the growth and change through the seasons. In the winter, everything is bare, the ground prepared. In the spring, seeds, tiny seeds put in the ground or pots of compost. Have you ever seen a parsnip seed? You just breathe and whoosh, away. A lettuce seed, tiny, tiny seeds. And they grow, never fails to amaze me. Beans and beetroot, lettuces, leeks, even the relatively big seeds, they grow into something 100 times. Slowly, surely, alarmingly sometimes, they grow. And they have to give them space to grow. I always struggle at this point in the planting, when you have to then sort of, your seeds come up and you have to sort of make space for them. You have to thin out ones. And I hate the kind of spacing. Viv's nodding, says you've got to have 30 centimeters between these little plants. 30 centimeters, what a waste. But they grow from tiny, tiny beginnings. Christian character is fruit, not acts. And we see the difference in our passage. The acts, verse 19, of the sinful nature, but the fruit of the Spirit, verse 22. Acts are one-off, isolated events. Fruit is something that grows slowly, steadily, surely, from tiny beginnings into something much greater, more fruitful. You can't watch growth, really. It's too gradual. If you look at a little courgette seedling, you won't see it grow. But you can measure growth over time, observe in the big picture the change. There's a saying, isn't there? Sow an act, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Christian character is fruit, not acts. Not one-off isolated events, but the gradual growth of a character. It takes time. In some ways, you can't see it close up, but over time, you can measure the change. That's what God is about, fruit, not acts. So be patient. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with others. The children that were baptized this morning, we all know that however angelic they look on their baptism day, scrubbed up, dressed up, their baptism does not suddenly turn them into instant angels. Far from it. The water of baptism does not produce a ready-made mini saint. Christian character is grown slowly over many years. Many years. Fruit, not acts. Secondly, Christian character is fruit, not fruits. The fruit of the Spirit. There's a contrast. Verse 19, the acts, plural, of the sinful nature are, plural. Verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is, singular. Christian character is fruit, not fruits. All of these things here, fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All of these things, if you like, are ultimately one. One fruit being produced. What is that fruit? Love, joy, peace, so on and so on. It is a Christ-like character. That's the fruit we're after. All of these things are one. All these individual parts of it, love, joy, peace, and so on, are one part of the same thing, the one fruit. This is different to the gifts of the Spirit. So just a few weeks' time, I think June the 12th, we're preaching, I'm not sure who's preaching, not sure who it is, but it's just going to be a great sermon on the gifts of the Spirit. And we read in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 12, the gifts of the Spirit. And there are lots of them. and no one has all of them. There are gifts of hospitality and teaching, of administration, of prophecy, of tongues, and so on. They are diverse and they are distributed differently around the church to each person. But the fruit of the Spirit is different. We are all called to all of these, and all of them are part of the same thing. I wonder if when you were younger, you used to collect, maybe still do, tends to be something that younger people do, collect cards. Now, when I was little, I remember the Star Wars cards. Actually, Jonathan collects postcards, a slightly different thing. But you know, I remember the Star Wars films when I was little, and you know, the annuals, and you get the things and you fill them in. More recently, Lego cards or FIFA cards. I don't know, we can talk at the end. A few years ago, my son Joseph collected the Sainsbury's Lego cards. Yep, there were 140 of them, numbers 1 to 140. And Joseph and I, when we were collecting them, we just began to tick off the list of the 140 cards that we have. But nowadays, you can cheat, actually, because when you haven't got some of them, you just type them into eBay. So you can buy whatever ones you haven't got, so you can get the full set. But before that, if you collected cards when you were younger, very few of us ever got the full set. There would be spaces in our little booklets that we didn't have. We can think of that way when it comes to the fruit of the Spirit. We look at the list, 9 fruit, and we think, well, I've got numbers 1 and 3 and 6 and 7, but not 2, 4, 5, 8 and 9. Well, that's okay. That's just the ones I've got. We're all different. We can live with that. But no, all of these things are one, ultimately, part of a Christ-like character. You can't be patient, truly patient, unless you're humble. You can't be truly kind unless you have self-control. In fact, if you do have what seems to be like a trait here, without something else, then very often it's not genuine, or at least not complete. Let me just think about that for a little bit, just give you an example. So peace, one of the fruits of the Spirit, peace, love, joy, peace. I'm a relatively peaceful person. I'm on the whole, I think Jackie would say this, I'm calm. If you work with me or know me, you don't often see Will Hunter Smart in a flap. Yep. But if I have peace, but not love or kindness, then it's not genuine Christian peace. I just don't care about people or situations. It might look peaceful, but it's not the genuine Christian peace, because it lacks love and kindness. You might have a gentle disposition. That's one of the fruits, gentleness. You may have a gentle disposition. But if with that you're not faithful, or you have no self-control, then very possibly you're not truly gentle, you're just spineless, if I could be so blunt. Or vice versa, if you have self-control and you are faithful, you're a person of your word, but you have no gentleness, then very possibly you're just quite arrogant and brutish. You see how these things come together. God is about the work of forming the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, a rounded, whole, Christ-like character. If you like, you are only as mature or as formed as your weakest link on this list. So don't look at the list and think, oh, I've got these ones, so that's fine. You're only as mature as your weakest link. Christian character. is fruit, not acts. Christian character is fruit, not fruits, ultimately. Lastly, Christian character is fruit of the Spirit. We said earlier that God is in the business of rescue and restoration. If you're a Christian, God has rescued you. Not by sending you a long list of rules, do this, don't do that, but by sending his Son to die on a cross, to die for our sins, to deliver us from the powers of darkness. And that was his work of rescue. And in his work of restoration, again, he does not simply send us a list. There is a list here in verse 22, but God has not just sent us a list and said, well, verse 19, here are the things you should avoid. Verse 22, here are the things you should strive for. Get on with it. That's not what God has done. No, he sent his Son to rescue us. He sent his Spirit to restore us. Christian character is fruit of the Spirit. It's his work. We have a part to play, of course. We are, in the words of this passage, we crucify the sinful nature as we belong to Christ. We are, very importantly, called to keep in step with the Spirit. If you like, we are to daily make our baptism promises. I don't know when you were baptized, but make those promises that were made at our baptism, that we confirmed perhaps at some stage later, make them afresh each day, to turn from the devil and evil and sin and turn to Christ as Saviour, Lord, the way, the truth, and the life, to keep in step with the Spirit who leads us to Christ. That's where he is heading, and that is his work in us. The Spirit's desire is for Christ and for Christ to be formed in us. If you were to ask me to play like Mozart played, beautiful, awe-inspiring music to stir the soul, there's no way I could, being me. I would need the Spirit of Mozart living within me. If you were to ask me to write like Shakespeare wrote, plays to be performed generation after generation, hundreds of years, there's no way I could, just being me. I would need the Spirit of Shakespeare living within me. God asks us to live like Jesus did. And we can. Because if you're a Christian, you have the Spirit of Jesus Christ living within you. Keep in step with him and allow him to do his work, his slow, steady, rounded work of producing the fruit of the Spirit, the character of Christ within you. Let's pray. Why don't we stand? Sometimes when we pray like this, we are asking for, sometimes rightly, an experience, a fresh filling now. And if the Lord wants to do that, we welcome it. But we're praying tonight, in the light of this passage, not for something right here and now, but for that gradual growth of God to produce the fruit of the Spirit in us, the character of Christ. So you might like to open your hands as we pray for the Spirit's work, not just now, but next week and the week after that and the one after that and the months and the years ahead. So may Almighty God deliver us from the powers
of darkness. Restore in us the image of his glory. Grow in us the fruit of the Spirit, and form in us the character of Christ. In his name we pray.
Amen.